The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Tell us, please, about the Revolut plan to offer mortgages in Ireland.
Revolut, Matt, which is growing at a ridiculously fast pace in this country. It's got about 2.7 million customers in the country, on course to go to 3 million by the end of the year. That itself must give the bank sleepless nights. But it's now put a date on when it thinks it can launch mortgages here. It has long talked about this. It's now talking about the end of 2025. So next year, start of next year, sorry, not the end. The first half of next year, it's talking about launching mortgages. First half of next year. These are comments that were made to Joe Brennan in the Irish Times.
Would these mortgages, would it be all online applications and processing, given that if you go to a bank for a mortgage at present, you might do a lot of stuff online, but at some stage you are going to meet somebody face-to-face, or are you?
This is a key thing, and I asked him about that today. It's the biggest financial decision that any of us make. You don't want to be doing this online and having to resort to chat online support if there's an issue, which is one of the big issues with Revolut. If there's a problem, you can't get to speak to somebody. I had a problem with my mortgage provider yesterday. At least I got to speak to somebody. Now, they didn't come back when they said they would. But anyway, so they are considering, they tell me, having some kind of a call centre where human beings would staff it and be available. I think it may be necessary for them. I'm not sure this has been fully thought through.
Because there's all sorts of documents required as well, and you have to get your solicitors involved, and maybe it's overly complicated, but you're going to have to show all sorts of if you're doing it online, it means involved with scanning, or your solicitor is going to have to scan it, and a lot of digital signing. And I wonder how comfortable people will be with that.
If you're buying a new house, it's a lot more straightforward. But if you're buying a second-hand property, if you're doing a switch, maybe not a switch, but particularly if you're buying a second-hand property and if this person has died and there's probate involved, very messy, very complicated. There needs to be lots of interaction, a lot of hand-holding by people explaining what's needed here. It's not just you're given a list of, oh, here's what you need, and we're going to use open banking to go and look at your bank account so you don't need to submit 6 months' bank accounts or 6 months' statements of your bank accounts or credit card details or whatever. There's a lot involved in a mortgage. It's a big one. I also think there's another issue here which may delay this plan to launch these in the first half of next year. Who's going to regulate this?
Sorry, that's what I was just about to ask you, because central bank regulations on mortgages are fairly tight, particularly as to the amount that somebody is allowed to borrow or a couple is allowed to borrow. So will Revolut be bound by those limits because it's not regulated, is it, by the Central Bank of Ireland? And also, if you actually get involved in having to put large deposits down and the rest of it, how are you going to know that that's secure when Revolut is Lithuania or Latvia? Where is it?
Lithuania,
that it's actually regulated from.
It has a Lithuanian bank license, and it's passporting is the phrase they use. It passports in here because Lithuania is part of the euro currency zone, the eurozone. So it passports in here, but it's not as simple as that when it comes to mortgages. That's all very well for loans, Matt. You know, car loan or something or car insurance. When it comes to a mortgage, there is huge regulation around it here. Central Bank is all over it like a rash. That market, there's capital weightings that the banks have to put aside a certain amount of money when they issue a mortgage. And you're absolutely right. There's these mortgage limits or mortgage measures which dictate how much you can borrow in terms of your income, you know, your loan-to-income ratio, how much you can borrow in terms of the value of the house, the LTV, loan-to-value ratio. They apply to all operations offering mortgages.
And you also
here.
Have to have a deposit.
To Lithuania as well. The deposit as well is dictated by...
So you could end up having to put maybe 50,000 euro on deposit in Revolut before you actually get your mortgage, conceivably.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And not most people do come to with a deposit of 40,000 or 50,000 euros. You have to, because properties are so expensive. So, you know, all of that has to be worked out. I'm being told that even though they're coming in here with a Lithuanian banking license, that it's likely to be the prudential regulatory supervision. Sorry, this is getting very complicated now. Prudential regulatory supervision is going to be handled by a combination, this is where it gets messy, of the Lithuanian Central Bank, the European Central Bank, and the Irish Central Bank. Now, the Irish Central Bank are just not going to let them come in here and not observe the rules that apply to everybody else in the mortgage market, because they're very, very conscious of what happened in the past. So there's very strict rules about mortgage lending. So I just cannot see any of this being worked out by the first half of next year. It took these two new lenders, MoCo and NUA, to get authorization to offer mortgages here. It took them literally years to get that from the central bank. So,
and how much in the market are they taking? Or would Revolut be just very different because it's such already a well-established brand name that it'll get business?
I think it'll take it a while. I mean, it takes a while to build up. I mean, NUA haven't even launched yet. They're going to do a soft launch. MoCo are just testing the water at the moment. The credit unions are doing a bit of mortgage lending, but they're restricted in terms of what they can lend because of central bank rules. So, you know, it'll take a while, but there is the potential there.
Yeah, might it persuade the Irish banks, though, Bank of Ireland, AIB, Permanent, TSB, to get the finger out when it comes to treating customers a little bit better, that even the threat of competition from Revolut might actually rock them enough that they start treating customers better?
Absolutely right, Matt. They have too much of a vice-like grip on this market already. 93 out of every 100 euros issued in mortgage financing in this country is coming from AIB or Bank of Ireland or PTSB. So we desperately need competition. And remember as well, the other big competitor that's going to come in here and make a difference is Bankinter, the Spanish bank that has a subsidiary here called Avant Money, which is based up in Leitrim. They're planning to offer a full banking service here, and that could really shake up the market. So if you've got Revolut eventually getting, you know, all the clearances it needs from the central bank, and Bankinter, which has a banking license from Spain, you know, we could have a very different mortgage market, hopefully.
Paddy says, no wonder Revolut is growing like crazy. Moved back from Canada last year. Irish banks, useless by comparison. Canadian banks open long days, Saturdays to suit working people, full of staff, falling over to help you. Apps top standard. Irish incumbents, meanwhile, are the opposite in every way. Crap hours, crap apps, don't take cash in many branches. Apps a joke. No wonder everyone's flocking to online banks. Delighted to see a bit of competition shaking the Irish banks up. Long overdue. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.